This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And now we're going to check in on the Washington budget battles. Today, the Democratic-controlled Senate passed the latest measure to fund the government, for now. Earlier this week, it was approved by the Republican-led House. The continuing resolution will extend funding for 3 weeks.
Yesterday, we heard from Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, and today, Republican House Member Tom Cole of Oklahoma, who sits on the House Budget Committee, joins us from Capitol Hill. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Robert.
Yesterday, Senator Durbin said that what the past couple of weeks have taught us is that the House Republican budget, with its $100 billion in cuts, isn't going to pass in the Senate. And he said we learned at the same time the Senate Democratic alternative wouldn't pass. So isn't the obvious result going to be some compromise between the two?
Well, actually, I think that's probably the likely outcome. But from our standpoint, we need to see the Senate actually produce something that we can compromise with. The Republican budget, strangely enough, actually got more votes in the Democratic Senate than the Democratic alternative did. Neither one of them obviously got enough. But at the end of the day, it's hard to negotiate with people that don't have a common negotiating position.
So you say that you want to see the Senate, which, of course, the Democrats would say the way the Senate operates, common is much harder to arrive at in that body than
it is
in the
House. That's why we've given them, a 2-week extension on one occasion, and now I've given them another 3-week extension. Again, I recognize the difficulties they labor under, but at the end of the day, they do still have to have some sort of common position. In that sense, probably they'd be well advised to be negotiating with Leader McConnell right now.
This is from a Fox News online article called Spending Debate in Congress Divides GOP. It says, and I'm now quoting, "The GOP divide was thrown into stark relief Tuesday when the House passed the latest stopgap in a 271-158 vote." And it goes on to say, "Democratic support was required to pass the bill because 54 Republicans, including 22 freshmen, voted against it." Is passing a budget more important to you than holding the Republican ranks in the House?
Actually, it is. But I think what the Fox News article fails to note is the Democratic divisions were deeper. You had 84 Democrats on one side, 104 on the other. Their leadership was divided. You had former Speaker Pelosi on one side, Whip Hoyer on the other. Our leadership was united. But the reality is, I think that shows how challenging the situation we face is.
Representative Cole, one other point, but a large one, entitlements. For all this discussion, whenever we talk about the deficit, it always comes down to Medicare, Medicaid, to some extent Social Security, really driving the deficits, and yet they're somewhere off in the future. Why don't Republicans come out and say, here's how we would change it?
I would just advise you to wait till April, and you'll see a proposal.
Come April, we're going to see a Republican proposal for addressing
entitlements. When the Republican budget's presented, I'm on that committee now, and Paul Ryan's very serious about this. Our committee's very committed to it. And I think you're absolutely right. From a Republican standpoint, we sort of got savaged over Social Security in the 80s. We got savaged over Medicare when we proposed some reforms in the 90s by Bill Clinton. We got savaged again when George Bush tried to deal with the Social Security issue in 2005. So there's some hesitancy on our side.
But just to be clear, President Reagan didn't get savaged when he and Speaker O'Neill sat down and
That was in 83. I think you've forgotten what happened to us in 82. We'd actually begun that process in 81. And the same thing, by the way, happened to us in 85 and 86. So, we've not found Democrats ever very willing to negotiate. Former Speaker Pelosi made it very clear, absolutely no changes, no discussion on anything in Social Security. So we're going to have some serious discussions. We've not seen any proposals by the president. He pointed to bipartisan commission to look at these issues. He didn't adopt any of their proposals in his budget. Yeah. We were told that at some point he's going to weigh in. We don't know when that is. But again, I agree with your fundamental point. You can't balance the budget on discretionary spending.
And just one last point, though. When you cite what former Speaker Pelosi said about no change in benefits, haven't Republicans also said no increases in Social Security taxes to contribute to a solution?
Well, I think we're willing to sit down and look across the board. We think we can get there, frankly, by just recognizing that if you look at when we began Social Security and look at the demographic tables, you can adjust age levels. You can, frankly, target more benefit levels, which the Budget Deficit Committee did toward people of less means without cutting but slowing the rate of increase for other much more affluent voters. Those are things we think we can reach and do, and we're willing to put our ideas on the table, but I don't think it's a question of income so much it is recognition of demographic reality and targeting benefits to people that really need them as opposed to people that don't.
Congressman Cole, always good to talk with you. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Robert.
So Representative Tom Cole, Republican of Oklahoma.